A great aviation museum is about to become an aviation and space museum. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Nicole Wahlberg, who is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the organization that up to this point has been known as the Evergreen Aviation Museum in McMinnville, Oregon, but as of next Friday will fully blossom into the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum. Nicole, thanks for taking a few minutes out for our listeners today.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, congratulations. This is a pretty big undertaking for Evergreen, and tell us how such an amazing facility has come to be in a place like McMinnville, Oregon.
It's really exciting. And as you know, years ago, we got the Spruce Goose, and we've been home of Howard Hughes' famous flying boat for years. We actually opened that facility June 6, 2001, and then added a 3D IMAX theater, which is the largest in the state of Oregon. And recently, in 2006, started working on this 120,000 square foot space museum. I believe it's the largest on the West Coast. But we had several space artifacts, and they really just needed their own home. And the current facility is getting very crowded with the aviation and space artifacts. So it was just a natural fit for our facility.
You know, you talk about crowded. I think it is fairly densely packed. I know that the times I have been there, the Spruce Goose kind of almost serves as a roof within a roof for lots and lots of other things that are on the floor and then suspended above. And but 120,000 square feet, that's a pretty major expansion. If you don't mind my asking, where's the support coming from to do this, or is the museum that popular?
The museum is very popular, but we're completely driven by someone with a lot of inspiration and drive, Del Smith, the owner of Evergreen Aviation, and he has this amazing vision as a tribute to his son, Michael King Smith, and this is just growing out of his passion and the way he sees the campus taking place. We're really becoming a destination.
And it's how convenient that the McMinnville Municipal Airport is right across the street.
Right across the street, and we have a free shuttle.
All right. Well, listen, let me ask you about how this started out in terms of its vision, because it looks as though, to an outsider, there have been multiple inspirations along the way. Or did this start out as a vision for what this is already becoming way back when?
I think back when, actually, and I don't know if you know this story, but Del Smith, who owns Evergreen, his oldest son actually came on board, and he's the one that got us the Spruce Goose, and it is his dream to create a flying museum. And he really wanted to inspire young people, just a really living flying museum. So that we've taken a lot of Mike's vintage aircraft and put them in the aviation museum, the Spruce Goose. And this was all done in Mike's memory after he passed away. So in 2001, we opened the first facility. And really, it's just constantly evolved. I think Mr. Smith has always had the ultimate vision of what this destination is going to be, but it's been in phases. It's definitely phase completion.
Now, some of the displays that are going to be in the space portion of the museum after the grand opening this coming Friday are on loan from other facilities. Tell us how that works, because I've never really understood how museums share things like that.
Well, I think it's really common, because of the different military branches that own the aircraft. They do a lot of loans. NASA does loans. The National Air and Space Museum is loaning us several. You know, there's only so much that they can display, so it's very common for them to loan their artifacts out to other museums. And then several of our aircraft are considered long-term loans, where they're not. No one would take them away unless they weren't being cared for. And our facility cares for them in immaculate condition. So, we have a Titan II rocket missile that is sunken in 30 feet below the ground, and that's the centerpiece of our new facility. And that would be example of a long-term loan agreement, obviously, because it is put in that silo.
Now, I have been told that the SR-71 Blackbird that's over in the aviation side, actually, if it were needed, those things could be called back into service.
Correct.
Is that accurate?
Yes, that's very true. And that would be an example of a long-term loan. you know, we have an F-15 monument to Mike Smith and Captain Roy Roger Dreger that's on the opposite side of Highway 18 from us. And that F-15 that's up on a pedestal is considered a long-term agreement. If at any time they had to recall, old F-15s to put them into service, technically that could come off the monument and be put into service. So things like that probably won't. Would it ever happen? Probably not. But that is part of that type of contract.
All right. Well, give us a little more detail on some of the main exhibits that will be part of the grand opening of the Space Museum.
Okay, so I would say one of our biggest draws will be the Titan II, and if you go one story below entrance level, the museum in the Titan pit is going to be a Titan launch room. So you'll be able to go through a simulated launch. The room's going to shake. Everything in that launch room is all original, and it came from Vandenberg Air Force Base. So from the tiles to the launch room doors to the consoles, it's all original. Pretty exciting. There's a lot more interactive exhibits in there, so guests are going to be able to land a space shuttle via simulator. There's a lunar lander and a lunar rover that's on a moonscape, Redstone rocket, an X-15, a lot of really great. It's the whole story of this new museum is going to be the space race. So it's denoted by the red and the blue throughout the museum, and our guests are going to be able to follow the space race to modern day.
That is fantastic.
With hopes of one day having a space shuttle, but we're crossing our fingers.
Well, now, you know, some of the things, I remember the last time I saw the SR-71 at Evergreen, there are some signs that note that some aspects of that plane still cannot be publicly displayed or described because they're still classified.
Right.
Are there any aspects of any of the displays over on the space side that are in that situation?
You know, I'm not sure. It could be possible that the X-15 is in that range as well. But, you know, I'm not sure about the rest of it. Maybe the Titan II for that matter. I'm not sure. But it is entirely possible that SR-71 will be coming into the Space Museum as well, because NASA had it before we got it. So that might be an addition to the new museum as well.
My guest is Nicole Wahlberg, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum, which has the grand opening of the space side coming up next Friday. I'm Paul Plack. We'll be back in a moment with more. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WASP GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the suit, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WASP GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Nicole Wahlberg of the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum. And yes, that is a name change since the last time we talked to Nicole here on the program. Nicole, what's coming up this summer? I know people are making vacation plans. There may be a lot of people in the Northwest who are, thinking of staying a little closer to home and maybe being in the Oregon, staying within the Oregon-Washington State area. Tell us what kind of things are on the agenda for the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum this summer. You've got your grand opening this Friday, but you also usually have a lot of things put together for kids over the summer.
We do. Our campus is really amazing in that it could occupy all ages, you know, from the small kids. One thing that I didn't tell you about at the new Space Museum is a full playground out front. So there's a Titan rocket for the kids. There's a biplane, a helicopter, teeter-totters. So we can entertain the primary ages up through seniors. We have a whole new range of summer camps this summer, space and aviation summer camps for kids all over the United States. Some of them are overnight camps and would actually involve a day and a night here at our facility, and then a day and night at Seattle Museum of Flight. So the kids are getting a really well-rounded visit. And new this year is parent-child camps. Mm-hmm. So there's a mother-daughter camp and a father-son camp. Coming up in September, we're getting ready to open a new wing of the Space Museum that will actually be dedicated to an engineering and science high school program, and McMinnville High School will actually operate classes out of there. Huge for us is Father's Day weekend, and we have about 30 SR-71 experts coming in for big panel presentations June 14th and 15th for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. We'll have military reenactment groups this summer, lots of Boy Scout campouts, and radio-controlled flying expos. Tons going on this summer.
Is McMinnville Airport across the street doing its air show this year?
Yes, the Northwest Antique Airplane Fly-In is every August, and we usually coordinate with them as well.
And it's great, too, that there has been a shuttle available in years past to come across the street from that, too.
Yes.
One of the underappreciated or maybe least expected features that people discover when they get to the Evergreen Museum is the 3D IMAX theater. What do you have coming up for features on that in the next few weeks and months?
Well, we just opened a new series of movies, and the newest release we have is Space Station 3D, so that'll tie into the opening of the Space Museum. And we show Fighter Pilot for those interested in aviation, and then Sea Monsters for those that just need some variety. So Sea Monsters and Space Station are in 3D, and Fighter Pilot is a 2D movie.
All right. Well, it's very fun, and you have a great sound system to go with that IMAX 3D screen.
Definitely. Well, state of the art.
Well, Nicole, we wish you all the best success with the new space branch of the museum. Tell our listeners a little bit about the McMinnville area, because it's not, people think of it as being like a suburb of Portland. It's really a little farther out than that. It's in wine country.
We are. We're in the heart of Oregon's wine country. Pinot Noir is the specialty of the area. We've got a lot of amazing, amazing restaurants, specialty chefs that people come from all over the world to see. A lot of really unique bed and breakfasts, and a great downtown shopping in a historic district here in McMinnville. And we're just an hour southwest of Portland driving.
Now, your website is www.sprucegoose.org. Are there links from that website to amenities in the area if people are looking for rooms or other things to do while they're on vacation?
Yes, you can link from our website, but I'd also recommend www.yamhillvalley.org. And the series of restaurants, bed and breakfast, attractions are all on that website. Anything from Pinot Noir to antiques to somewhere to stay or somewhere to hike, it's all on there.
Well, Nicole, I lived in Hillsboro for years, and I am now relocated to Utah, and I won't be able to be there on Friday, but I look forward to getting there at some point over the summer. And congratulations, you're involved in a great enterprise and something that's a real benefit to the region.
Thank you so much.
Nicole Wahlberg is Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum in McMinnville, Oregon. You can find out more at www.sprucegoose.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.